Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 58. Let us sing hymn 58.
With heavenly comfort fraught, what an ideal may I be, still kiss God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Sometimes mid seas of weakness gleam, sometimes mid Eden's darkness gleam. By water still or troubled sea, still his hand's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me. For I would place my hand in thine, nor ever let me not be kind. Content whatever lot I see, since Christ my God doth leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, death calls me, I will not flee, since God together leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
We thank to the grace of the Lord. We will now continue in our Bible reading. Let us turn to Psalms 26. Let us turn to Psalms 26. This is also a Psalm of David. Psalms 26. Let us read the 12 verses. In Jesus' name I read verse 1. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord, I shall not sleep. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind. 3. For thy steadfast love is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. 4. I do not sit with false men, nor do I consort with dissemblers. 5. I hate the company of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. 6. I wash my hands in innocence, and go about thy altar, O Lord. 7. Singing aloud a song of thanksgiving, and telling it, or telling all thy wondrous deeds. 8. O Lord, I love the habitation of thy house and the place where thy glory dwells. 9. Strip me not away with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men. 10. Men in whose hands are evil devices, and whose right hand are full of bribes. 11. But as for me, I walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. 12. My foot stands on level ground. In the great congregation, I will bless the Lord. Thank the Lord. This is Psalms 26. So in the topic here, it just gives us a Psalm of David. So this Psalms 26, it tells us about the prayer of David. So in this Psalms 26, we can divide it into three parts. The first part, from verses 1 down to 3. Here David prayed for vindication. Then from the second part, verses 4 down to 7, it tells us about the defense of himself, or we can say the evidence that was given by David. And the third part, from the verses 8 down to 12, again here tells about his plea to the Lord for help and about his hope. Alright, so Psalms 26, we just divide it into the three parts. So in the first part, in the verse 1, vindicate me, O Lord. Alright, so this is the main purpose of his prayer. He prayed that the Lord will vindicate him. As we know, at the time, David, he was the king. And of course, many people do not like him. Even before he became the king, already we know that he faced with the troubles from the King Saul. Alright, so David, he has to flee for his life. And of course, he has a lot of enemies. They will say a lot of bad things about him, wrong things, which is not true. Alright, so in the life of David, he has to face with all this. So at that time, he prayed that he will be vindicated by the Lord, that the Lord will clear him of all the blame, of all the accusation. So at the time, David prayed that the Lord would vindicate him. But in his prayer, why he was able to ask the Lord to vindicate him? So from the verses 1 down to 3, we're able to see three reasons that David gave. So in the verse 1, the lower portion, David says, here we can see the word walk, means how David led his life. So verse 1, for I have walked in my integrity. So this integrity is important. And in the verse 11, the upper portion, but as for me, I walk in my integrity. So David always pursued to lead a life of perfection, to lead a life that is blameless, and of course, to lead an upright life. So he pursued to lead a life in the integrity. So in the verse 1, he says, for I have walked, means I lead this type of a life in my integrity. And we know that the integrity of the David was testified by the Lord God to his son Solomon. Let us refer to 1 Kings chapter 9. Let us read verse 4. This was the second time when God made himself manifest before Solomon after the dedication of the temple. So in the 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 4, so here at the time the Lord says, and as for you, if you will walk before me as David your father walked, with integrity of heart and uprightness, doing according to all that I have commanded you, and keeping my statutes and my ordinances, then of course we know the Lord will establish his throne forever in the Israel, as he promised his father David. So here God at the time used David as an example to his son Solomon, telling Solomon that David walked with integrity of heart and the uprightness, doing all the commandments of the Lord. So at the time, even the Lord testified, he bore witness about the integrity of David. Let's turn back Psalms 26. Psalms 26, and in the lower portion of the verse 1, and I have trusted in the Lord, so I shall not sleep, or I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. So this second point now tells us about the faith of David. So David led a life of having faith, always relying, always trusting in the Lord. And in the verse 3, we know the upper portion, David says, for thy steadfast love is before my eyes. Alright, so this was his relationship with the Lord. He knew that the Lord's steadfast love will always be before him. So in his life, he will always establish good faith, strong faith in the Lord, and he will lead a life of trusting in the Lord, no matter what happened to him. Alright, so this is the second point. Then thirdly, in the verse 3, the lower portion, I have walked in your truth. Alright, so he was faithful. He walked in the truth of the Lord. So at the time, from verses 1 down to 3, David prayed that the Lord would vindicate him. So he has a reason, he has a basis, he has the confidence to make this petition. Because why? He walked with the integrity of his heart. He was one who always had faith in the Lord, always trusting and relying in the Lord. And he was one who walked in the truth. He was faithful to the Lord. So just imagine if today we need help from the Lord, we are being accused. We need the Lord to vindicate us, to clear us of any blame. But if today we are not like David to walk this type of a life, so how are we to be able to pray to him, to plead to the Lord that he would vindicate us? Because we are not perfect. We have not walked in the way that is blameless. And we may not be one who has faith in him and who may not have walked in his truth. Alright, so at the time, David prayed that the Lord will vindicate him. He had good reasons to pray. Then in the here in the verse 2, so even though he walked in integrity, he was one who had faith, who trusted in the Lord, and he was one who walked in the truth. But yet, verse 2, David still prayed at the time, prove me, O Lord, or examine me, O Lord, and prove me. So here in the verse 2, in my version, here says, prove me or examine me, try me and test my heart and my mind. So David, he at the time, he was very clear. He even though he had this goodness, but yet he prayed that the Lord would examine him in the fear that he may not be totally perfect, that he may have weaknesses and he still lacks. So at the time, he asked the Lord to examine him, to prove him, to try and test his heart and his mind. But of course, we know David was sure about himself. So in the Psalms 7, he do not fear to be tested by the Lord. Let us refer to Psalms chapter 7, verses 8 and 9. Psalms chapter 7. Let us read Psalms chapter 7. Let's read verse 8. Or we turn to, let me see. So in the Psalms here, sorry, let us turn to chapter 17, not 7. Psalms chapter 17, verses 3. Alright, verses 3. Or we can read from the verse 2. From thee let my vindication come. And here says, let thy eyes see the right. Verse 3. If thou triest my heart, alright, if thou visitest me by night, if thou testest me, thou wilt find no wickedness in me. Alright, so there is full confidence of the David in the Lord. So he knew that even if the Lord will try him, especially during the night, the night is a time when people will rest. But some, they are not able to rest, because in the night time, that is when they will plot evil. So even David says, if the Lord visit him during the night, the Lord will try his heart and test him. And David says, thou wilt find no wickedness in me, and my mouth does not transgress. Alright, so at the time, David, he knew where he stood. He was very sure before the Lord. But no matter how, he still asked the Lord to test him, to examine him, so that he will continue to know the position that he is in. Then in the second part, let us turn back Psalms chapter 26. Psalms chapter 26. Now the second part, from verses 4 down to 7. Here David makes a defense of himself. He gave us the evidence. So this second part, we can divide it into two areas. One is towards his contact with man, and one in relationship to God. So in relation to man, this is from verses 4 and 5. And here there is a statement, sit, alright, sit. Sit means to be in the company. So in the verse 4, I do not sit with false men, nor do I consort with the dissemblers. Verse 5, I hate the company of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. Alright, so twice, the beginning and the end of the verses 4 and 5, I do not sit, I will not sit, means I will not be with those who are of this nature. I will not be in the company of this type of people. Who are they? Those who are not true, they are false. Those who have hidden, concealed purpose, intention. They may be conspirators, they are bluffers, they are dissemblers. He will not be in the company of evildoers and the wicked. Alright, so he makes a defense now. This is the evidence. That's why he can ask the Lord to vindicate him, because he will not want to be in the company with this type of nature, people with this type of nature and character, and he is also not one of them. Then in the second part, second point, in relation to God, so he says, verse 6, I wash my hands in the innocence, just like unto Pontius Pilate. At the time, to show that he was innocent, of course, at the time he washed his hands. So here it tells us, I wash my hands in the innocence. So before the Lord, he was pure, he was clean. And he says, I go about the altar of the Lord. So David continued to lead a life of worship, a life of offering sacrifices to the Lord. And verse 7, singing aloud a song of thanksgiving and telling of all thy wondrous deeds. Alright, so at the time, he was able to give forth this type of an evidence in the company of man, and before God, he lead a very good life, an upright life. So he has the right, he has the confidence to pray that the Lord vindicate him. The Lord will clear him of any blame. And in the third part, so in the third part here is his plea, is his prayer for the help and of course the hope in him. So he says now, in the verses 8 down to 10, it tells us about the place that he wants to be. So, firstly, he says, O Lord, I love the habitation of thy house, the place where thy glory dwell. So we know here tells about the place. So it is in the house of the Lord. So the presence of the Lord is there with those who are upright. So the Lord will make himself manifest in the place where there is righteousness. So this is in the house of the Lord. Just likened to Psalms 23 verse 6. I repeat, just likened to in Psalms 23 verse 6 and Psalms 27 verse 4. Psalms 27 verse 4, David always says how he wants to be in the house of the Lord, that he may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. Because God's presence is there, God's manifestation is there, God's blessings will be given from there. Alright, so this is the place where the righteous God will be. Alright, so he will want to dwell, this is his hope, in the place of the upright, in the place where the Lord loves to make himself manifest. Just likened to the history we know in Ezekiel, the glory of the Lord departed from the temple because of the sin of the Israelites. But now here he says, he wants to be in the house of the Lord, the place where the glory dwells. His presence, his manifestation is there because it is the place of the upright, those who are righteous. And of course, he will not want to be in the place of those who are unrighteous. So in the verse 9, sweep me not away with sinners, nor my life with the bloodthirsty men in whose hands are evil devices, in whose right hand are full of the bribes. Alright, so he will not want to be in the place where the sinners will be, those who are bloodthirsty men, the evil doers, those who take a bribe, those who pervert justice and the judgment. So this is his hope. He hoped to be in the place where God is. It is the place where uprightness or righteousness is. And he will not want to be in the place of the sinners. So now he make a determination in his conclusion. But as for me, I walk in my integrity. So he says, redeem me. That is to say, from his sins, if he has hidden sins, from his wrongs, from his trouble, and from death. So he prayed that the Lord redeem him and be merciful to him. And verse 12, my foot stand on the level ground, even place. So here, he was very firm. He will not be moved. He will stand very firm. So this tells us about his principles, alright? So principles in relation to not to be in the company of those who were not upright. Do not want to be in the place of those who are not upright. So this is his principle, so he will hold on firm, he will hold on to the integrity. So he says, in the great congregation, I will bless the Lord. Alright, so at the time, David, he prayed for vindication, and also he prayed that the Lord will test, will try him, and in the end, he prayed that the Lord will redeem him. So in our prayer, let's pray that the Lord continue to guide us, so that we will continue to be those who are able to stand before the Lord, and the Lord will vindicate us before men. So now we will spend the rest of our time for prayer. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Hallelujah. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We thank you, the grace of the Lord Jesus. We will end our family altar here. May the Lord continue to keep watch over us, to bless and to guide us. Amen.